Hi, this is Anne Stonebreaker of LabyrinthHealing.com and CounselingInterns.com. Today I'm going to talk about one of my latest snafus that I'm hopeful you can learn from, and it has to do with maintaining a separate email for your work correspondence as well as your personal correspondence. So some of you may be thinking, well, yes, of course, Anne, I have a separate account for my work emails, why wouldn't I? And that's true for me as well. I actually have one for each of my websites and then a personal account. But there was a time when I didn't have a business account. It was right after I graduated from school, when I no longer had access to my school email, and I had personal email, but I hadn't yet matched with a site and a supervisor for my internship. And so I didn't have a separate email account that was just for work. So what I did, I didn't really think about it at the time. I just, you know, used my private account, which had a perfectly reasonable name. There wasn't anything about it that was unprofessional. So I thought, you know, it's a portion of my name. So, and it's a Gmail account. So that's, you know, Gmail offers a good service. It'll be fine. And it was fine until earlier this week, but I'll get to that in a moment. Let me go through three reasons for you about why you'll want to maintain a separate account for your business, even when you are still looking for a site and a supervisor for internship. The first is to convey a sense of professionalism. So many of us have personal email accounts with names that, you know, aren't problematic, but probably are not something we want to put on a resume, that probably aren't polished and completely professional. So it's important to have an email account that is facing your clients and facing your colleagues and peers that you don't feel embarrassed sharing. And if you're in doubt about whether or not the email account you've got right now, if the name is suitable, ask some honest friends. But even so, even if you pick an account that has a very serviceable name and you think, oh, well, I can just use that for everything, I hope you'll see shortly that that's not the case. So in addition to conveying a sense of professionalism and having a separate email account and all that that involves, another reason to have a separate account is just sheerly to keep yourself organized. You may not be receiving many emails now from clients or from different organizations offering trainings, or maybe you are, I don't know. But the fact is that as your business continues to grow, whether you're in private practice or you end up working at an agency, you are going to get a lot of correspondence. And it helps to have your personal and your private and then your business, all of that being separate and partitioned into separate email accounts. There may be some crossover at times, but again, it will help to have those emails going into the proper place in your work account. So you want to convey a sense of professionalism, of course. You'd like to stay organized. Having a separate account will help you do both of those things. But to get back to my snafu from earlier this week, the mistake that I hope you learn from, I used my private account to have correspondence with some clients after I graduated. Like I said, I no longer had access to my school account, and I was working as a case manager, and so I had an account for work, but then I was also working under a supervised private practice. And I was getting some clients who were making inquiries about my practice, or the practice I was working under, I should say. And I had no email to offer them because I was not yet listed on the website. We were still trying to get all that in hand. And it didn't take too long, but for a couple of months, I had them contacting me just through my private account. Well, just a couple days ago, I guess I sent out by accident an invitation to everybody in that email account to join me on LinkedIn. There are some silver linings I'm seeing now to this mistake of mine. I got a lot of contacts on LinkedIn. I got connected with people I wouldn't have otherwise. But I also accidentally sent this to those former clients, and some of them still current clients, that had contacted me via that account. And in my practice, I have a policy about maintaining certain boundaries around social media. So I don't friend clients on Facebook, and I don't connect with clients on LinkedIn. It's just a policy of mine that I feel comfortable with and I implement in my practice. So I had to follow up with each person to say, hey, sorry about that. Not my intention. You know my policy. Sorry for the mistake. And it was a real pain. It was also kind of embarrassing, too. So that's another third important reason to consider. If the other two weren't compelling enough for you, think about what would happen if by accident, or if somebody hacked your account, you know, if somebody hacked your personal account. Because with business accounts, you can have a little layer of added protection if you'd like through a service such as hushmail.com, which can encrypt your emails. So, and I have that in place actually for my business accounts now, and I have for some time. So there are three reasons, again, to consider having a separate email account for your business. The first is to convey a sense of professionalism. The second is to help you stay organized. And the third is to protect you from mistakes like mine, technological snafus, because hey, we're all human. And God forbid, in a moment of not thinking things through, or even just not realizing what you're doing, you may end up confusing boundaries for your clients. And then you have to go through the process of undoing that. So, just three things to think about. If you disagree with me, I hope you'll sound off. I'm intending to write a blog post about this on counselinginterns.com, and I hope you'll join me there and share your thoughts. Thanks so much for listening. This is Anne Stonebreaker of counselinginterns.com.